What's good, Brodies and Bays? This is the Dynasty Bros Fantasy Football Podcast, episode 135. This is where you come for your fantasy football needs and to chop it up about the latest NFL news. I am Dynasty Bro Dot here with my co-bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic, man, here without our DJ.
DJ LXVE, Avo. Did I do it right?
DJ AVO LXVE, but you know what? I probably shouldn't come in that way because it's almost like it's his fault that he ain't here. So I need to stop doing that. You know what I mean? It just makes him look bad. And it ain't his fault.
I digress. Just know I ain't say none of this, Ava. I wasn't a part of this moment.
Hey, did you bring the banana pudding and the cobbler, bro?
He left us hanging, bro. We clearly asked for shit. I asked for blue juice. You asked for a box of desserts.
like dessert pack, the whole container.
We got nothing.
All good, man.
We got our dishes back, though.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's the unblack thing you can do. All right, man, look. We're here to talk. We got some midseason MVPs, man, so I'm excited to talk about that. What we're going to do is go over the top three guys at every position just to bring them to the light and then just talk about some personal guys that, you know, whether they were drafted late or guys that we were, like, very, very high on or something. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about one of those guys positionally each, so I'm excited to do that, man. How'd you do this week, man? Week 10 in the books, rolling into the playoffs soon. How you feeling right now?
I'm in a lot of leagues. I want to say like 23, something like that, including redraft. But I probably only lost like 5 matchups this week, so that's pretty solid. Definitely looking forward to the playoffs and injuries starting to creep in, man. It's that time of the year where it's like, man, it's been a long season. We just want guys to hold on for the next few weeks as well as to the fantasy playoffs, which is still the regular season, but all in all, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
Oh, man, I'm killing it, man. All my big money leagues, I'm in the running. I'm doing good. I got my important dynasty leagues. I'm moving things around, whether I'm committed to the win or whether I'm just full-out tank mode. Showing people how to tank the proper way, bro. You know, I've been talking about that since year one when we was in dynasty. So just doing everything the proper way, the right way, without jeopardizing the integrity of the league and shit. So, yeah, man, I'm excited, man. I expect to get some dubs, some belts, some rings sometime soon, bro. Even in some leagues I'm in with you.
Whatever happens, happens, bro. But that's what's up, man. And, hey, I'm looking forward to the playoffs. That's when the real fantasy season starts. That's why I don't stress throughout the year wins and losses because it really matters in the playoffs. You know what I mean? At least throughout the season, you can bounce back, set your lineup again next week. Granted, it's nice to have a bye and all that good stuff. It's nice to make the playoffs, all that good stuff. You got to stack your wins. I get all that. But if you ask me, the real fantasy season starts in the playoffs because when you lose, it's over.
Facts, facts, facts. All right, bro. Well, let's get to it, man. Like you said, we already got the midseason MVPs. We got the closing today. We got some B-team players of the week. Hope we got some flags on the play. I ain't got one. Maybe I can come on one before we get to the segment. But before we get into that, we're going to get into the what's the word, man, Hood TMZ. I hope Vic got some goodies ready for us, man. So I'm going to pass it over to my dog.
All right, man, let's get in and out, man. As always, got some Jackson State news. Got to keep you guys up to speed. What's happening with the culture? So shout out to HBCU.
Who ain't swag?
Shout out to HBCU Game Day. But a while back, if you guys may remember, I reported on not Shiloh Sanders. Is it Shiloh or Shador? Shador's a QB, right?
Yeah.
Shador's a QB. So Shiloh, who's the DB, is the Porsche brand ambassador. He actually had his car broken into while staying at a hotel. Pretty much they stole his boombox. Of course, he expressed, you know, being upset about it and put a video out there saying, hey, you know, please return it. It was a gift from a dear friend. And a few days later, it actually showed back up, man. So,
damn, that's hard.
Yeah, but
that's hard.
Yeah, unfortunate that he had his car broken into. And, you know, Coach Prime basically just let his son know, like, this ain't a Jackson State issue. This is stuff that happens in general, man. So just, you know, coach his son up on just being careful in general. But I'm glad he got his stuff back. Sorry to hear about the car getting broken into. And then some more Jackson State news. Saw this on Facebook, the pregame show. Jackson State linebacker Arby Miller Jr. finds out he's going to the Reese's Senior Bowl. So he got a personal invite face-to-face. I'm spacing on the guy who runs the Senior Bowl. Spacing. I could probably pull it up real quick, but
spacing.
Yeah, it's right there in front, but I can't. Like, I'm looking at his face, I just can't. I'm spacing on the name, but either way, shout out to Jackson State. I'm getting a invite, you know, through their linebackers, and hopefully that continues to be a trend with more HBCUs athletes being invited out to the Reese's Senior Bowl. That's an opportunity for guys to showcase their talents and skills in front of the NFL staff, man.
That's hard for real.
All right, shout out to Jeff Saturday. So if you guys
don't know,
head coach for the Indianapolis Colts, no coaching experience prior, but when you played the game that long, and especially the center position, you're basically coaching on the field, right? You're like a player coach, you know what I mean? You're the quarterback of the O-line. So, but it's funny because a couple weeks ago, a day before Halloween, so on 10:30, he tweeted out, "Raiders look horrible." And then what do? We pull up and get a dub.
You gotta put Vegas. You gotta put some respect on Jeff Saturday name.
Yeah, man.
The undefeated Jeff Saturday.
Yeah. And we got a 30-year-old play caller, man, doing his thing as well, man. So it's up and up. And we're running the football again, bro.
It's up and up.
And Matt Ryan got his job back.
And he ran a 39-yard run, yeah, bro.
Everything's just clicking now.
Who will win in a race right now, him or Brady?
Matt Ryan.
They both look slow. That run was slow as shit, bro. Nah, but
Matt Ryan had a little bit of a stride to him, though.
You see Brady try to catch that pass last week?
Didn't he get picked off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fournette threw it.
Dang. All right, man. Shout out to the coach, man. I definitely like the direction we're going. And, you know, doesn't look like we're going to tank, so we're going to compete, man, which is cool. So, all right. One last thing. Saw this on Bleacher Report Kicks. Odell Beckham, he's suing Nike for $20 million. Pretty much the partnership began to go south when Nike withheld $2.6 million of payment from Odell, basically just saying that his footwear and gloves were out of violation. And basically Beckham is saying he didn't violate the pack and that his customized cleats. Pretty much he's saying he just wore the customized cleats because Nike failed to provide him equipment that matched his new uniform with the Rams. So that's why he was wearing his customized cleats. So he may have a claim, may have an argument. But if you look at the big picture, I'm pretty sure they could have tried harder to get some matching Rams gear.
Fact.
Could have went to the local Dick's to get you some blue and yellow cleats. I'm just looking at it from both sides, man. But Odell did have some fire-ass kicks out there, though.
Yeah, that's a hell of a lawsuit.
Yeah, that is a hell of a lawsuit, just to man.
Be fresh.
Hope you get your money, man.
Go get your bag, Odell.
So they withheld 2.6, and you're coming for the 20, so I don't know how that's going to go.
It's a hell of a turnaround,
that
bro.
Math ain't math.
Y'all played me out of 2. I want 20.
Yeah. Slide the comma over, man.
Fuck it.
All right, man. That's how you do analytics. All right, bro. That's all I got on What's the Word, man. Anything else you want to add?
Once again, congrats to Jeff Saturday and the Colts, man.
Yeah, man.
I know to Colts fans, man, real Colts fans don't like to tank. They don't like the thought of losing games for the benefit of the future. So, you know, shout out to just the organization, you know, just, you know, fuck it. Just going out there and win games, you know, fuck it. It is what it is. Congrats.
Yeah, man, we even had Derek Carr there crying, man. So you could tell the Vegas Raiders wanted this one bad, bro. You could tell, man, they using Jeff's tweet as motivation, mm-hmm. man. So
you ain't going to get it.
Hey.
Too slow.
Yeah, man. But, all right, do you where should we go? Flag on a player or B team player of the week?
Let's do B team player of the week.
All right, let's get into it, man. You got one?
Yeah, you know I got one, man. We're gonna get down to a guy. He had one catch, but it was his first touchdown of the season. So first touchdown of his career. So not just let me say season. Mr. Jalen Virgil, man, for the Denver Broncos on a struggling team, man. You see, look like Russell Wilson threw the ball downfield. It's like, okay, somebody got to be open. You see the catch. You like, who the hell is running this ball? Mr. J. Hey, Jalen Virgil, man, he did his thing, bro. That was the only catch he had. It was the only target. It was a touchdown. Still lost the game. But congrats to him. I hope he got to keep the ball.
Fire. Shout out to him. I got another tight end, Mr. Brock Wright, tight end for the Detroit Lions. Caught his first career TD and also helped secure the dub for the Lions. So they played the Chicago Bears. So it was a 31-30 shootout, man. And that catch on the goal line helped secure the dub, man. So shout out to you. Hopefully you have more to come.
Hockenson out the way. Now they running all these random tight ends. They yeah. all just out there getting work, doing random shit.
Yeah, I think the backup tight end scored a touchdown last week.
I know shit wild out here, bro. They all get it.
So B team player of the week goes to all the Lions tight ends.
What's up with these teams running three tight ends now, man? I seen Dallas Goedert scored,
yeah,
but it was all three tight ends on that play, and they all celebrated
in
they
the did canoe, the little
paddle boat, yeah.
But that shit, you know what? When you have three tight ends on the field, it just confuses the defense from a assignment standpoint.
Ah, touche. So, makes sense.
You know, from alignment, it's just, you know, I usually do that shit on Madden, man. Goal line, fuck the goal line packages. I go single back, three tight ends. Put the guy on the slant, run that RPO in case I want to throw.
Oh, shit.
Got to watch that linebacker, man. All right, man. But shout out to those guys, man. You got any flags on the play, bro?
I don't actually have a flag on the play, bro.
I got a flag, man.
Okay, let me hear that flag, bro.
Some flags that should have been thrown on Monday night, man. So my flag go to the officiating crew. They missed some obvious calls against the Washington Commanders, man. And I don't know if it would have changed the outcome of the game. It seemed like, you know, they were just playing a great game in general, but definitely would have stopped some momentum that the Eagles had, man. So, yeah, man.
And officiating crew, Gabe Davis, they gave him a catch, Buffalo Bills game. But that was a hell of a game, bro.
Yeah, a lot of one catch, one Justin hand
Jefferson to catch up. Is that the best catch you ever seen?
Best catch. It's kind of hard to top that Odell one, man.
I know, bro, but he one-handed – and took it out of somebody's two hands.
Okay. And it was what, 4th and 3? But I was like, what?
How? It was 4th and 18.
It was that long?
Yeah.
That was like 4th and 3. No, I'm saying I know the catch was like 18 yards. I thought the down was like 4th and 3.
I thought it was. Let's keep talking. I figured it out.
Why he figures that out? I thought it was 4th and 3. Long catch, but no, that catch was sick. Diggs had a nice one-handed catch. Odell catch is still pretty nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah, man. All right. We'll figure that out while you put that up. But, yeah, man, that's all the flags I got. So, again, to the officiating crew, they missed some calls, man, against the Commanders. That definitely killed the momentum. So,
yeah, it was 4th and 18.
Okay. Well, hell of a catch. Hell of a play. Hell of a call, man. So, that's why you're paying, you know.
Big money.
Yeah. All right, bro, before we get into the main topic, where can I follow you at?
Hey, follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF, and follow the TikTok, Dynasty Bros FF Pod.
All right.
What about you, brother?
I was waiting for the
I got hype. My bad. We get to finally introduce TikTok. I get hype about it now.
Yeah, but you guys follow me at Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're listening, Dynasty Bros FF. Check out the YouTube. A lot of good things going on there. And be sure to follow our DJ, DJ Avo at DJ Avo LXVE. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
All that.
I knew you was about to say, yeah, man.
That's my go-to. Yeah, man, and bros, and yeah.
You're
talking about. All right, man, let's rock. All right, man, so let's get to the main topic, bro. So we want to get into the top performers on the season and then also just call out our MVPs or some guys who are balling. So it could go either way. But either way, this is an episode to give guys their flowers. So let's start with the quarterback, man. So looking at Dynasty Bros 1.0, because it's pretty standard scoring from a PPR standpoint. Not this crazy bonus scoring, all that stuff like that. So the top performer at the QB spot, Pat Mahomes, 231 fantasy points on the season, 2,900 yards, 25 passing TD, 7 interceptions, man. He's balling. You know, got a lot of weapons, man. We lost Tyreek, man. But did you see him, you know, take it on the one spot?
Nah. I mean, you know, his talent is going to put him top five no matter what. But, like, I thought the upside of him being number one was gone without Tyreek. So, it's pretty amazing to see him still doing it, bro.
Yeah, man. I agree, man. And I know we still consider Pat a top five dynasty asset from a QB perspective. And you know what? Maybe hard to argue to push him outside your top three. I know I had him as like QB5, but he's balling, man. He's him, man. And they want to throw for over 400 yards a game. And
yeah, he's Hamathy.
They don't want to run the ball. So just given that, man, you know, they don't care about running the ball. They're like bottom five. So just giving that gunslinger, make auto throw. So that's fire. Number two spot, man, Mr. Josh Allen. 226 fantasy points so far in a year. 27 passing yards, 20 TDs. He has an interception problem right now.
Yeah.
So 10 interceptions. Of course, you know, it's been hurting him over the past couple of weeks, but he also has four rushing TDs, man.
He started off on fire, man. And like, I ain't saying he's cooling off. He's still putting up okay numbers over the past couple of weeks. But you got to think, you could pretty much lock him in for 30 points every single week for them first few weeks. And it done came down a little bit over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. I mean, as the season go on, you know, teams start to see what other teams do to have success against you. So what works, what doesn't work, and then you got to play to your own defensive strengths. But Josh Allen's still elite, still a stud. And when he's in open field, that's a freight train you don't want to take on by yourself, man. So that's scary sights. All right, man, number three performer, man, Jalen Hurts, man. 222 passing yards. 2,200 passing yards, 14 passing TDs. He's taking care of the football, man. Only three interceptions, and he has seven rushing TDs. So baller.
He's super efficient, bro. And if they were in more, like, competitive games, he would have even more stats. It's like, honestly, before they took this L this week, they'll pretty much be whooping somebody real bad in the first half and then take their foot off the brake. I mean, off the gas. So, yeah, bro. He's balling, though. Shout out to him.
I want
to
give him his flowers because I know this was a guy I was shaky on coming into the season. Especially
me and you both.
Yeah, coming off the playoff performance against the Bucks, man, I just didn't see him taking a leap and next steps. But it's working out, man, and shout to him. I mean, he has that locker room. They respect him. He looks so poised and calm. Like, everything's just under control when he's out there on the field, man. Facts. I just love his composure out there, man. He's a dog. So I have to admit, even though I shitted on Jalen Hurts, I didn't dump all my shares. I did dump about half, but I always try to keep some in the safe just in case, man. And I'm glad I didn't completely dump. So I'm glad he's showing, you know, what I originally liked and saw. And I'm glad it's playing out. But definitely want to give his flowers since I was pivoting off him in the offseason.
Smart man. Smart man.
All right, bro. So we're not going to get into the other, you know, four and five. But tell me, who's the guy that stood out to you at the QB position, whether they, you know, can be an MVP or if they just – you know, having their own MVP-like season. And
you know what? Right. To me, I'm gonna call all these guys MVP in my heart, man, because I kind of went the route of these guys were not looked at anything around draft season. These guys were holding no kind of trade capital. And now they're staples in your lineup every week, man. Geno Smith is my quarterback, bro. They got everybody wondering if Russell was ever even a good quarterback or was it just scheme, because he's out there making Tyler Lockett relevant. He's making DK relevant. He's making the plays that need to be made and the offense looks efficient, bro. And he's the number seven quarterback on the season, bro. Did you hear that? The number seven quarterback on the season, bro. And this is a guy that you could have in the Scott Fishbowl. I got the last round. I got him for free just because I was like, well, shit, he might start. It's a super flex. Let me grab him. That's what kind of value he had, man. So anybody who has him, you know, he made me feel comfortable enough to go. I picked up Justin Fields a few weeks ago. I traded Justin for JT. Yeah, Justin's putting up 45 points, but, like, I didn't think that could – I ended up getting a guy that just bounced back that was the consensus one-on-one, and I'm playing a guy that's been giving me between 20 and 25 points a week. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, bro. And we were talking a lot through that Scott Fishbowl draft, and I even had moments where I could have got Geno late, and I just passed, man. And I'm definitely regretting that because a free QB, you know, top 10 performer. So he's doing his thing, man. So question, man, dynasty-wise, do you think he maintains a job going forward? Like, or do you think they're going to still draft a QB, whether it's this draft or the year after? Because a lot of QBs coming out in this upcoming draft. So
I tell you this, they're actually winning more games than what they probably thought. And they probably thought it would be a thing where they would be in position to get a quarterback. They're not going to be in position to get a quarterback. And I don't think they are going to utilize the capital that they got from the trade to just go move up to get a quarterback, in my opinion, especially if they're winning right now with the young pieces they have. I think they'll just add to that core. Keep Geno, man. I think you see Geno for another year or two, bro, with Seattle. And, you know, you can't beat that. Nobody's going to break the bank to go get Geno from you. So you basically have to keep him on your team, honestly. And play him happily, too.
Bruh, 2,400 passing yards, 17 passing TDs, 4 interceptions. He's taking care of the balls, being efficient, and he has 1 rushing TD. So, yeah, and the type of system they run, they want to run the ball, and they just need to make the throws that you know, he needs to make to be efficient. And you got a super freak like DK Metcalf and the entire locker who can stretch the field, man, and 3 tight ends. That's a squad that run 3 multiple tight ends. So you don't know where the ball is going. And then you got Kenneth Walker in the backfield.
Big facts.
All right, man, I'm going to give – MVP right now, who could literally finish as the number one fantasy score at the QB spot if he keeps up this pace. Let's go to Chicago, Mr. Justin Fields, 192 fantasy points, 12 passing TDs, 1,400 yards. Not really doing a lot in the air from a passing yard standpoint, but when he's in a red zone goal line, he turns up. 6 rushing TDs, bro, 749 rushing yards. Bruh, like I've never seen a guy run for over 120 yards and also throw for over 150 and have like 4 or 5 TDs. So, again, I'm on the record of saying I don't know how I feel about these Ohio State quarterbacks, but Justin Fields, man, he's turning it around. And it seems like that organization is letting him loose, which is good to see. And same situation. I actually was trying to move off all my Justin Fields shares and it just didn't work out. I did move off a couple, but I still got 2. So am I a hypocrite, man, or what?
No, you're not, but I love Justin Fields.
Yeah. He's balling, bro. He's balling.
I'll admit that I understand why you felt the way you felt. I just never felt like he was one of those, put him in the same boat as all the other Ohio State quarterbacks. I just felt like during his down moments, it was just strictly coaching. They didn't even have to swap out coaching. Sometimes coaches just get it, and I salute them for it. You know, midseason, just snapping in and realizing, like, we just have to let him play at his strengths, and he's out there balling. So, shout out to Fields for doing it, but the coaching staff for realizing they're holding him back. So, yeah, bro, he's balling.
All right, man, let's move over to the running backs. We got the number one performer right now, Austin Ekeler for the L.A. Chargers, 209 fantasy points, 400 rushing yards, 420 receiving yards, 67 catches, so PPR monster. 4 receiving TDs and 6 TDs on the ground.
Cheat code,
man. So he's doing his thing. And, of course, he's getting up there in age. He's 27, but his style of play, he still runs tough. Hell of a, receiving option out of the backfield. And now I know they've been dealing with some banged up wide receivers with Keenan Allen and Mike Williams being in and out the lineup. Do you anticipate Austin Ekeler keeping up this pace when those guys all come back full strength or what?
Right now, Justin Herbert can only do the short game. So all he's doing is Austin Ekeler walk out with 6-7 catches every week as of right now, even if he's not running efficient. And then when he do get those guys back, there go the touchdown upside coming right back. So as long as he's healthy, man, the way they use him in this offense, bro, he's going to stay doing everything he's doing.
That's what's up, bro. And it goes to show because he's setting the pace because the number 2 back has 183 fantasy points. So you can see the dip off there over 20-plus points. But Christian McCaffrey, man, so – the newly acquired San Francisco 49ers running back, doing his thing, 563 rushing yards, 395 receiving yards, 4 rushing TDs, 2 catches in the air. Christian is Christian, man, so he's a PPR monster. So you know he's going to do his thing, and I think it's the perfect system, man. A lot of weapons out there.
The way that Shanahan is going to, like, run him around, you see he did the – what was they calling the NFL triple crown? What was they called? Whatever it was, he threw for a touchdown, caught one, and ran for one.
Yeah.
He's a dog, bro. He's yeah, bro. So how did you feel about the Elijah Mitchell thing, though, this week?
I think it's good because actually, historically, both Christian and Elijah are guys who tend to be banged up. So if you could share the load. Even though Elijah had like over 18 carries, but Christian still had the same amount of volume, but it just goes to show they're running so much offense. You know, they're playing behind the line of scrimmage. They don't need to go downfield, man. So Kittle still get his you know, involvement and catches down the field and Ayuk. And really, man, a lot of this really hurts Debo, in my opinion.
Oh, man, he's struggling right
now. Yeah, because, you know, when they're going downfield, they're looking for Ayuk or Kittle. And then in the backfield, you just got Elijah and Christian and, you know, you got Debo lined up back there in the Debo package, but it's going to Christian. I'm a swing route or something. So,
facts.
Yeah, man. This actually might be a good time to buy Debo.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. Do you see it getting better, though, honestly? Even with everything you just said, do you see it getting better?
Hey, if it keeps trending this way, I might go buy low.
Can't get no worse.
No, seriously. Why not have him saying, as your third or flex? Like, I wouldn't mind having a Debo on my flex.
Yeah, the name look good on the team.
Yeah.
Facts.
All right, man. Number three performer, Saquon Barkley. A guy I was shaking on coming into the season, but 178 fantasy points. Doing his thing, bro. He's balling. So he has 931 rushing yards, 197 receiving yards, 6 rushing TDs, bro. He hasn't caught a touchdown pass yet, but he's still dominating the games on Sundays.
Yeah, I said start of the season, I said if there's one guy that I believe if he started looking good could bounce his way back into the top five dynasty running backs, it was Saquon. And all these guys, like these young, I bet you can't go send Swift for Saquon right now in dynasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just crazy, man. He's balling. Even with the shaky Giants offense, like he's still going out there doing his thing. He's everything for them, so. Yeah, man, Saquon's balling.
All right, bro. Those are the top three running backs. Who's your running back, you know, that's putting up an MVP-like season?
It's a guy that, honestly, man, I was kind of nervous like everybody else once they didn't give him that the fifth-year extension from his rookie contract. But Josh Jacobs, he's a guy that I was kind of forced to believe in because I couldn't trade him in a 1.0. And I was just like, fuck it, man, he's been good. Let me just ride out with him then. And he started off on fire, and he's actually still balling, man. And having a hell of a season, even through the struggles that that the Raiders are having, and they are having their offensive struggles, man. It seems like they don't want to – they can't decide if they want to feed them a lot, or then sometimes they don't want to involve them in the pass game. Sometimes they do. But as of right now, he's a running back 6, bro, and this is a guy that everybody left for dead, man. And in redraft, he was going after everybody. He going in the 8th, 9th round. I'm like, damn, they think this person worthless. You like, should I take Josh Jacobs or Melvin Gore? And it's like, nigga, is that a thing? He's 24 years old. He's still fairly young, you feel me? And he's everything. Honestly, man, he's everything to that offense to make it flow. I don't care how many times you want to throw the ball to Davante Adams. That football team is not efficient unless Josh Jacobs is. So he's balling, bro. Shout out to him, man. Another guy everybody left for dead.
It's good to see him going. And I just got into best ball this year, and he fell a lot. And here's my little best ball tip and strategy. I'm not going to say it too many times, but I'm going to give it to y'all.
It's on video, y'all.
Hey, the perfect time to draft is during preseason when you got Zamir White running the ball, scoring, because guys like Josh Jacob fall to the wayside. That's when you get your value, because guys like this are dominating your best ball. So, yeah, man, that's how you do that. But and I only said I'm not giving out too many times because I'm trying to win the million. Of course, I'd share it with y'all, but
it's on video, y'all.
Yeah,
y'all,
well, it's all back. Good. So, yeah, to go your tip, man.
Y'all
but
can go back.
Do all these drafts during preseason where people got all these rookie fever and hype, and, you know, they're forgetting these guys because we also overlooked the guys like Miles Sanders. You know what I mean? Facts. He's having an RB2 season, so things like that. But Josh Jacobs, balling, shout out to him. Before we got on here, I was going to talk Derrick Henry, but as I thought about it, I want to pivot. But shout out to Derrick Henry on the fly. You know, he is a top five back, which is impressive given they don't have no wide receiver option,
bro. So they have nothing.
He's like a 9U football team. You know, the running back's doing it all. He's running the ball, catching the ball. Just like when we went to the
getting
game,
coached
bro.
By Ivo.
Yeah, getting coached, like doing it all, man. And so, but I'm going to pivot, bro, to Kenneth Walker. So he's RB15 right now, man.
Facts.
He's literally, you know, set up to be a league winner here on out. So, of course, he stepped in.
And he's RB15 because he did not start the season.
Exactly.
He was the backup.
Yeah, so he didn't really take over until week 5, man. So, at that point, you know, missed out playing behind Chris Carson. But just look at that offense, man. They're set up behind Geno. So, that's a – that early on, you don't have to respect the pass. You can literally key in on the box. But Kenneth Walker's doing his thing, bro. Like, he's exciting to watch. Like, he's a home run waiting to break, man. So, easily can be a league winner.
Bro, yeah, you man. Brought up Chris Carson's name.
What? Didn't he start behind him?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'm tripping. I said Chris Carson. Rashad Penny.
And that's your guy, bro. My bad. Rashad and Kenneth was like your 1-2 all offseason.
I'm tripping. Flag on a play. One of the banged up backs in Seattle. And when I was saying, I was like, something don't feel right.
I said, damn, he's shitting up. Rashad get hurt, and now you don't even rock with him no more, yeah. Man. Can't even remember his name, bro. Yeah.
But, hey, but shout out to Kenneth, man, stepping in for both Rashad Penny and the Chris Carson. I know Chris Carson had to retire.
I know, man. Given the next Let me situation. Quit like shit. I said.
Yeah, now that I think quick. About it. So, yeah.
Damn.
Nah, but Kenneth Walker, bro, league winner. Remember I told you, man, I had to put in all my fab to go get Walker and Etienne because I literally dropped both those guys like week four, and then they both turned up like week five. I'm like, oh, man, I had to go all in on those guys. Glad I did.
I'm glad you did, bro.
Yeah. Because
they both bomb.
They are. All right, let's jump over to the tight ends, man. We're going to come back with the wide receivers.
We always end with wide receivers.
Hey, number one spot, Travis Kelce, 187 fantasy points, man. So 63 catches, bro, 740 yards and eight receiving touchdowns.
We knew that was going to happen.
Man, he's outpacing these wide receivers, man. A lot of these. So just keep it in perspective. Based on those numbers, Kelce will be the wide receiver five.
Stunt.
That's a cheat code, bro. So it's tied to Pat, 33 years old. It doesn't look like he's slowing down no time soon. I could easily see Kelce doing this for the next 3 to 4 years.
With that offense? Hell yeah.
Man. Yeah, man. All right, we don't need to spend too much time there. Number two spot, Mark Andrews. I know he missed some time, but just look at the dip off. So we went from Kelce at 187 points to Mark Andrews at 121. He has 488 receiving yards, five TDs. We already know that passing game runs through the tight ends.
How much yards he got?
488 compared to Travis Kelce, 740.
That seems so low for Andrew. I know he's been banged up, but man, that seems so low.
Yeah.
And he's still two. He's still not tight end two.
Yeah. So, and you know, he's been in and out a couple games. So, again, we already know Mark Andrews is a stud, you know, top three dynasty tight end. I actually traded Kelce for Andrews, but it was a package. I think I gave up actually Gabe and Kelce, and I got Russell Gage and Mark Andrews back. I'm still okay with that trade. Even though Gabe is my guy.
He balled out this week.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on. Number three spot, man, a guy who just got hurt, season-ending injury to the knee, but Zach Ertz, man, number three spot, 115 fantasy points, four TDs, bro, on 400 yards and 47 catches. He was doing his thing for the Cardinals.
Let me just roll into talking about my fantasy MVP for tight end because it is Zach Ertz. I know he's in the top there, and we're supposed to go around that, but I want to put some emphasis on what he's doing. This is a guy that, you know, they got Hollywood in, and, you know, they had Hopkins come in, or everybody expected the third-year leap for Rondale, and it's like everybody forgot what Ertz did once he finally got to that team. He had over 100 targets. It was like, it's just not sexy. He's older, all these other weapons, you didn't think about it. But, like, he basically rolled into this season with the same opportunity. And he's been balling, bro. So I want to shout him out because I know he is down for the rest of the season. So I want to make sure I give him his flowers because this is a guy that nobody had in their top five going into the season. You feel me? Yeah. I wonder if people even had him in his top 10. And I just want to give him his flowers because I went and bought him going into the 1.0 to make my run. I'm like, I need to find one tight end that ain't going to cost me a lot, but that gives me high upside. I just kind of look into the numbers from going into the end of the season. And he's been balling for me week by week, bro. He was an every week starter. So shout out to him, bro. In my eyes, before he went down, he was a hell of a tight end MVP because he's been balling. End up being a tight end three, bro.
Yeah, hopefully he bounced back. I think he still has like another year or two left on his contract. But, you know, given his style of play, I wouldn't be surprised if they extended him, but hopefully he bounces back from the knee injury.
Yeah.
So, all right, man, my tight end MVP, I'm just going to give it to Dallas Goedert. So, again, I'm giving flowers, guys that I overlooked, shitted on for whatever reason. So, of course, seeing Eagles bringing A.J. Brown, you know, we all expected it to be the A.J. Brown show, which it has been. But A.J. starting to be a little bit banged up. He started off the game yesterday banged up, man. So,
goofy,
hobbling off to the sideline and still got Devonta Smith, but he's not really having the season we'd expect. Even though he bought out this past Monday. But Dallas Goedert is staying involved over the middle, man. So 112 fantasy points, 43 catches, 544 yards, three TDs. He is expected to be out a couple weeks. But, you know, he still should be considered a top five tight end from a dynasty perspective, given Jalen Hurts is balling. So
facts, bro. He's tied to Jalen.
Yeah, so just like how we want to be tied to, you know, Josh Allen and Pat and all these guys, like you have to be tied to Jalen Hurts, man. So that's fire.
Yeah. All right. And receiver. Who gonna kick receiver off first? You want me to go?
Go ahead.
All right. Let's go to a guy, a 30-year-old guy that we thought was pretty much done once they transitioned their Hall of Fame quarterback out. And they brought in another balling quarterback. And I talked about Geno. Let's talk about his receiver, man. Tyler Lockett. Wide receiver 10 on the season, bro. He's a top 10 wide receiver, and this is a guy where, like, you feel like if one of them was going to get it done with Geno, it had to be DK. But Tyler's just out there doing his thing, getting open. The way he runs his routes, the way he sits in zones, like he finds a way to pick apart a defense. And Geno, trust him, bro. He's targeting them heavy. He's scoring touchdowns. I don't know, man. Tyler Lockett just seems like a quarterback's favorite, and DK just seems like, I don't know. The 1-2 punch is crazy, but Tyler Lockett is one of those guys where you probably could have sent a late second and got, you know, in Dynasty over the offseason, and you've been a staple to your team. Literally, you could throw him in at your wide receiver one, and he's competing with – he never has the upside as these top guys, but he always has the one of the highest floors week by week. So, shout out to Tyler Lockett, man, the guy that was forgotten about all offseason, man, because he's balling.
I agree, man. We even talked about – I don't know what it was, but the Seattle Seahawks, it just wasn't sexy in the offseason, man. So I left a lot of Tyler Lockett out there, a lot of Geno, and there were even moments, a lot of DK was still out there.
Hey, you want to know what it really was? I feel like maybe these receivers would have been a little bit more understood and accepted if it was just not saying we love Geno, but if it was just like, all right, it's Geno, at least he's a veteran. But when they was doing this whole Drew Lock, Geno, it's a battle, and I'm like, he in there battling with Lock, he can't be that good no more. Then, don't know, man. Bro. Like, the thought of having Drew Lock as the quarterback kind of scared you away from these receivers, too. But shout out to him, though, they all bomb.
All right, man. My wide receiver MVP, I'm gonna give it to Christian Kirk. That's a guy who I was hating on. He reset the wide receiver market, you know, started messing up all these big contracts, but. Well deserved, man. So he's actually seventh in points from a wide receiver perspective, 160 points, but he's second in touchdowns. So he has 7 TDs right behind Devontae Adams at 8. So he's paying dividends, man, for a Trevor Lawrence, who's also a top 10 QB, by the way. So I do see Christian maintaining this going forward, even if they bring in more weapons, because Christian dominates and operates in the slot. So red zone, you know, you already know Trevor's looking for him out the slot in the red zone. So yeah, man, Christian, you know, is a guy who I did get in redraft, but I don't have a lot of in Dynasty. But he's keeping me afloat, man, from a redraft standpoint. I'm dominating, bro, in redraft, so.
I'm not going to fault you, bro. I think we were both trying to understand why he got paid first and so much.
Right.
honestly, it still seems weird, like, he don't deserve the bag when you just, like, think about name. I feel like we study this and we look into the numbers, so we know he's having these games. He's the reason why Trevor has his good games and balls out, but I still wouldn't be shocked if they try to go bring in a big name next year. But if they do, like you said, hopefully it just keeps elevating everything he's doing, because he's been balling all year. He's very matchup dependent too, bro. When Trevor's playing against a defense that's a little bit easier, Christian Kirk takes off because Trevor flourishes a little bit more.
Yeah. All right, man, let's get into the top 3 wide receivers, though. So Tyreek Hill, number 1 spot, 221 fantasy points. The man they paid, they got all the money. 81 catches, 1,100 yards, 4 TDs, man. He's doing his thing.
I was nervous with him, too. I ain't going to lie. I took an L.
Yeah. But also, you know, we didn't know if Tua was going to take that next step. But
and boy, did he.
But when you give him keys to the Lambo and to the Ferrari.
Both of them. You got to decide which one you want every week.
Yeah, man. So that's fire. All right. Number 2 spot, man. Stephon Diggs, 211 fantasy points. Balling, bro. 985 yards, 7 TDs, 72 catches, PPR monster. Big dog, man.
Big dog. I mean, we should have just expected. He's one of the guys that, you know, stayed with his quarterback and already got the rapport, you know, so. We should have just expected this, him and Josh Allen.
All right, man. Number 3 spot, man. My guy, yo guy, Mr. Justin Jefferson, man. So 209 fantasy points, 69 catches, 1,060 yards, and 4 receiving TDs. I know he's coming for the, you know, he wants the receiving yard title.
He's behind Tyreek.
Behind Tyreek, man. He got some catching up to do. A little under 1,000 yards. So Tyreek has 1,148 yards. Justin Jefferson has 1,060. So that's about 900 and some change.
See, Justin Jefferson also had 2 bad games this year.
Yeah.
Set himself up. I think he had a game where he only had like 14 yards. And then he had another game where he had like 40 some yards. Those are bad. That's like his worst game since he finally hit the field.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully he finishes strong, man. But hey, week to week, you got these guys in your lineup. You're feeling confident.
Big facts.
All right, bro. We didn't touch on the DFS. We don't have to go through the weekly top performer since we just kind of went over the MVP. So That'll be a little repetitive, but let's just go over our DFS update, man, if you don't mind. What's happening?
Nah, honestly, you know, we've been doing every other week. So I won one, Vic won one, man. You see the overall down here. Let me bring it up on the screen. There we go.
Tell the people, man, for people who ain't watching.
All right, so DFS is daily fantasy sports, and we do football. So basically, we go through and we set a lineup. You know, one quarterback, two receivers, two running backs, tight end, flex, defense. And me and Vic go head-to-head. We've been doing DraftKings for about a year. We got it to the back end of last year, and we just go head-to-head. We put some money on the line week by week, and we just play each other, bro. And majority of the time, we always got about three or four guys alike. It's funny, man. We do so much talking and analysis and just, I don't know, just taking on each other's players and shit, man. So, you know, it's all about those select three or four guys that we don't have alike that's going to make the difference.
We might as well do like a Thursday night showdown the way our shit go down.
Yeah, bro. Oh, we should do one of them to just spice it up one day, bro. That'd be fire.
Yeah.
But nah, man, me and Vic, like I said, every week, hopefully we get to a point where we expand this and bring some of you guys in too, man, and just do a bigger DFS little tournament, you know, do the Dynasty Bros DFS tournament. We'll do something like that soon.
I like that, man. Winner takes all. I still want to keep our personal head-to-head, and I'm in a lot of leagues and best balls and all this stuff, Scott Fishbowl, but week to week, man, this is the score. I'd be refreshing. This the one.
Because you got to sit. You know it's like, damn, man, I got to go sit with his punk ass, and he gets to brag about winning. It's just one of them things, man.
Yeah, man. Bragging rights with your brother, but Dodgers up 13-6, so I'm not sweating it. Race to 25. So that race 25 is going to bleed into next season, man. So it's all good. It's a marathon. All right, bro. Funny. Hey, man, anything else you want to cover before we get into the closing?
Hey, follow me at DynastyBro.com on Instagram and Twitter. Follow the main Instagram page, Dynasty Bros FF. Follow the TikTok, Dynasty Bros FF Pod. Where can we follow you at one more time, brother?
Chief Sosa FF, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch. Subscribe to the podcast. Check out the YouTube, Dynasty Bros FF. And follow DJ Avo at DJ Avo LXVE. And don't forget to work these waiver wires, man. Even in Dynasty, you can still come across some gems out there. So just see who's trending out there and work the waivers, man.
Hey, speaking of gym, I listened to the little session that we did that I had to leave out on with Treese. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I did a partnership with that gym that's out west, and could nobody think of it. And, you know, I wasn't there, but I'm listening to it. I'm like, man, she talking about the D1 factory. She talking about T gym. I'm like, could nobody think of it though? I wanted to answer, but I realized I'm listening to a recording.
That's far how they be watching our podcast. I was like, who's the dude for the Reese the Senior Bowl? And his name Jim, by the way.
I think his name God, I thought about it now. Yeah, it was awkward. So for like 48 seconds, y'all was just sitting there trying to figure it out. Yeah. Nah, man, but shout out to her and shout out to the podcast growing, man. Shout out to the listeners. Hopefully we help you out, showing you how to dominate your league, Dynasty Bros. So make sure you stay tuned in with all of our episodes, man. Vic do his Vic Picks weekly. He's always efficient with it, man. I salute. If I was a guy off the street and needed some help, I would listen to Vic. I'm finally getting into my DFS segments. Kind of just referring my lineup. You could take and pick and choose what you like from that. And we just trying to force out some content daily, man. So that's what we're going to keep on doing. That's why y'all make sure you follow the socials.
I think it's Jim Nagy, bro.
Jim Nagy.
Sounds about right. Yeah, all right, man.
Sound like a Jim Nagy would be on there. All right, let's get into the closing, my brother. This is where you come to. We have this platform to be able to just say anything we want to, promote anything we want to, introduce you into something new, open up our lives. So that's what we like to do here, man. To show that we're more than just a fantasy football podcast. We're a real life podcast. So I like having these sessions. You know, we like mini therapy sessions at the end of every podcast.
Fire. All right, man.
Who you want to go first? You want paper, rock, scissors?
That, man. Rock, paper, scissors. How for do you one do time. Yours? Just rock, paper, scissors, shoot. So on the shoot, you throw it out.
All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right, look like I'm going first, man. Shout out to Vic. I won. So I am going first, but
should
I won.
Should we start the rock, paper, scissors all time, too?
Hell yeah, officially.
Under the DFS.
This one don't count. But starting,
nah, bro, I'm 0-1. I ain't tripping. Race to 25, bro.
Race to 25. I love that shit. All right, man. We rolling into the holidays. I'm not going to guarantee you guys a episode next week, but we will have content coming out for like days rolling into our next main episode that we do. So make sure you tune into that. Roll into the holidays, man, and make sure you hang with your family. Make sure you hang with your friends. Make sure you call the ones that you can't link up with personally. Tell them you love them. Be safe. If you're doing some Black Friday shopping, man, just be, you know, aware of your surroundings. And, you know, people are real weird nowadays. So, you know, just protect what's yours. Make it home to your family. I appreciate y'all for tuning in to us, man. And then, you know, being listeners of us when you don't have to be. And, yeah, man, I'm just thankful. I want to thank, you know, my brothers. I want to thank my family. I want to thank my lady. Man, everybody that keep me up and keep me motivated and keep my energy high, man, on these day-to-days, man, because, you know, so many messed up things going on. You know, your energy can easily be thrown off as soon as you wake up, and you got to carry that around. So I want to be thankful for everybody around. And one more thing, I want to say RIP to those three athletes from
University of Virginia.
Yeah, University of Virginia
football team.
Fatal shooting. Man, we gotta do better with ourselves and, you know, and the decisions we make and our mental health and just trying to be loving, man, because nothing like that should be happening, bro. So that's my final one. Yeah, bro. Man, it's nuts.
Rest in peace, man. And
sending healing to the community, the families of those kids, man. And that shit's just nuts, bro.
Yeah. So, I actually read, and I don't know how true or what all weight this holds, but it sounded like it was a bullying retaliation situation. Again, something just to look into and confirm on your own. That's just me scrolling, just, you know, seeing what's what. Like, what was that about? And again, I don't know what it was about, but that's just some initial thoughts, man. But, you know, let's be kind to each other and, you know, let's not leverage gun violence. You know, if you feel, I don't know, man, this is tough, bro. I don't even have the right words, so I'm not gonna force it. But I do want to thank all of our listeners, and just so you guys know, we're revamping, working on some things. So you know, the weekly cadence has changed a little bit, but it's for a good reason, good purpose. Just want you guys to know that. Also, it's been bringing us good balance, so time-wise and mental health-wise. So, and then shout out to Avo. He just had a birthday. He was at the Friendsgiving this past weekend.
And Vic made the blue juice.
Yeah, man. And they went to sleep on the couch. Man, I fell out, man, because they was playing Phase 10. That game don't ever end, so I already knew what time it was.
Nah, bro, boss up. Tell the truth. He ain't fall asleep. He chose to go to sleep. He was like, man, this game too long. I'm going to just take me a nap, bro. Nah, don't make it look like you passed out, bro.
Between the food coma and the blue juice coma and knowing how Phase 10 goes, just the perfect setup for me to just
pass out, make you sound like a little nigga. Nah, he made a grown man decision. He said, bro, this ain't it.
Yeah.
So I'm about to go lay down.
I did grab a couch cushion, fluffed it out, and got comfy.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to you for being a grown up.
Yeah, man. I was fresh, too. You was fresh, too, bro. Everybody was fresh. It was a good time.
Everybody was fresh.
And then what I do want to say is, for my real, what's the word? And then we'll get out of here, man. Make sure, you know, you're exploring, you know, what your interests are and tapping into your purpose, man. So that's kind of where I'm at as a young professional, young entrepreneur, man. I really want to make sure I'm doing impactful stuff, having an impact on people's lives. And so, yeah, man, I got some stuff coming that I'm working on, man. I'm excited for. And, you know, life's too short, man, to not be doing impactful work. You know what I'm saying? That, like, helps other people and pushes causes and things forward, man. So that's kind of where I'm at, man.
Yeah, bro. Cook up, bro.
Cook up.
I support.
Appreciate that. All right, man. That's all we got, man, for Dynasty Bros. If we don't hear from you guys or you guys don't hear from us next week, happy holidays in advance. But again, we still got weekly content dropping on social medias, also with the audio streams, the recaps, all that good stuff, man. So stay tuned.
Big facts showing you how to dominate your league. Dynasty Bro style. I'm Dynasty Bro.
Dynasty Bro Vic.
Get at you later.
Yep.